Hello, welcome and namaste. I hope you're doing well. So today, before I start, I just want to say a big thank you as we normally do and all, as we all should do, is start off with heaps of gratitude and appreciation for everything that we have, not for everything that we don't have. The connections, the network, the faith that we have, the friends that we have, the peers, the networks, the people who help us to be lifted up, the people who elevate us. And I am absolutely 100, and I say this all the time, and I mean this with all my heart. I'm very grateful to all of you who have supported us over the years. I'm very grateful to so many of you who appreciate the show. But moreover, I'm extra grateful when people actually act upon the information that we've given. And there are people out there who are doing this. And that's why I'm so sincerely appreciative of that. A bit topsy-turvy today. I'm going to talk about a topic that perhaps lots of people may not talk about. We all talk about success, and we talk about fear, and we have this conversation, and there's this narrative of about failing. You know, why things people don't do anything, why people don't step into a new limelight, why people don't paint that canvas, why people don't do or act or execute. We talk about this a lot, the fear of failing. When we talk about flying, we always think the first fear that we get is the fear of falling. But today I'm going to talk about a topic, a subject that a lot of people don't talk about. And I'll tell you why and where I'm coming from this. I did a poll on social media a while back, and I polled this question. I said, what is holding you back? And this was a generic question I've thrown out to the audience, to the people who follow me on Twitter and the people who follow me on the various social media channels. And I asked this question, and astounding, the answer that I got in that poll, once the poll was over, was the fear of success. What's holding you back? The fear of success. Not the fear of failure. The fear of success. Now, that may sound strange, but it's absolutely true. And it is also one of the key reasons why people don't move forward. We often talk about failure, and we talk about failure ad nauseum. We talk about it so much. But equally important is the fear of success. And you may be thinking, how can we be fearful of success? And I'll explain why. Our mind is trained to think negatively anyway. That's evolution, that's the part of the divine design. The fear of success is all about the idea that what if I make it? What if I do the steps? What if I execute and I become wildly successful? And you're thinking, but that's what most people aspire for. What's what most people aspire towards? That's the objective. That's the rationale, being successful. But the fear of success is very real. The thoughts that go into the minds of people, which stops them dead in their tracks in the fear of success, is, will I be the same person? Once I get all this success, once I get this fame, once I get this glory, will I be the same person? Once I'm celebritized, once people talk about me, once I'm written about, once the media captures who I am, once I get out there, once I'm so fully out in the limelight, when people know about me, once my businesses thrive, once my life starts to thrive, once my relationships thrive, what then? It's a valid concern to a certain extent. Because we feel we will lose a part of ourselves. We will immerse ourselves into a lifestyle where we won't be the same people that we were. So I'm going to ask you to pivot. If you have a fear of success, here's a couple of things you need to do. First of all, the first thing that needs to be done when we have this fear Look at the positive. See, the problem is we're so self-centric. All we think about is ourselves. And our ego, it just totally comes to the forefront. And our ego, it is how most people are driven. The ego will say, well, I'll have this house, I'll have this, but what about the relationships? And what about these things? No, I'm rather better off than I am. But with moving forward on the path of excellence, with progress, with development, and inspired excellence, we have to think not about ourselves, but think about others. Think about how we can create a net benefit to society. So now think about this. If we are successful, if we make it, and everybody's success, a definition, by the way, of success is different. Mine is totally different. So, and I wrote about this as well. So if you'd like to know about that, let me know. I did post on social media. So everybody's definition is different. And what I'm saying and I'm suggesting with great love for you is this. First of all, don't think about yourself with being successful. When you're successful, think about what you can do, the gifts you can give back to society, your friends, your family, your peers, those who stepped in and helped you, and those you don't even know. You see, the overpowering thought that we must have to replace that negative drawback, the feeling that we have, is this. Think of others and how you will impact them. Think of the community and how you will impact it. Think of the world and how you will impact it by you being successful, by you taking that step. Have this overpowering and overarching thought and an objective, and the rationale and the premise of success should be that for you. Always, doesn't matter what your definition of success, but always think about expanding your gifts to others, expanding your success, helping others, holding their hands, helping them get up on the ladder, helping them to elevate themselves. So this is one key power, overpowering thought. The second one I'll say, no matter whether you're a failure or a success, at the end of the day, the world is temporary. Our life is, we have a finite amount of time on this earth. We may not think so, but we do. And these two powerful thoughts is what I would like to tell you to do. If you fear success. And the third thing I'll say, and I'll add this, even when you're successful, and again, you draw whatever definition you want on your own canvas. Even if we are successful, the third thing to always remember is there's going to be ups and downs, peaks and troughs, ebbs and flows, and that's just life. Life is it's not linear, let's just say that. Life is not linear, it's up, there are many ups and downs, peaks and troughs, and ebbs and flows, okay? So understand this, have these three thoughts, constantly think about these three thoughts, constantly think and maintain this in the uppermost of your mind. Keep it top of mind, because if this is a problem that we're having, the fear of success is very real. The fear of success is so real because we've also seen people who have been successful and squandered the millions. We've seen people who have been successful have unfortunately ended their lives. We've seen people who are successful who have become depressed. We've seen people who are successful who have become disillusioned. We've seen this pattern of behavior. And we think, is this what will happen to me? Now, I wish the best for you. And if financial freedom, if financial success is your definition of success, I would say and challenge that, then I wish you the millions, I wish you the billions, I wish you the trillions. But I do also want to add that we must augment to our understanding the three things that I talked about. Because without that, we are not going to move forward. The biggest fear that we should have about about doing things is the fact that we didn't do it. Because what I'm talking about is start with the end in mind. Are you going to be sitting there? Are we going to be there on the last breath, taking the last breath, the last hours of our life, looking wastefully and in wistfully in regret about the things that we never did. It's easy to think about the things we did, but the things that we never did. Always start with these powerful thoughts. Keep these powerful thoughts when we're trying to be successful. And it will help. It will help. Because if you keep these thoughts, remember I said to you before that these three thoughts should be at the forefront. So continue doing whatever we're doing. Continue along the path. Find the people that ground us. Find the people that make us down to earth. Find those people. Keep them around you. It's important. The power of five is a very true thing. I spoke to an entrepreneur once who created this wonderful global technology company in India during the technology boom. And it was just a group of five people, five committed individuals got together. And I asked the secret sauce for the success. That was it. Five united people. The power of five is powerful. It's magic. Find those five. Stay alive. If you need to know more, please get in touch. But please don't let fear of any kind stop you in your tracks. Don't let fear of anything stop you in your tracks. I believe in you. I believe in your gifts. I believe in your passion. I believe you can be inspired and empowered to do better, think better, and get better results. Thank you, and keep on winning.